Welcome to Dogwood Canyon Audubon Center's reading of The Tale of Chipolo. This is a story about a golden cheek warbler, written by Jose Arturo Garcia Dominguez, with illustrations by Jose Raul Vasquez Perez. The reading of The Tale of Chipolo will be one chapter a day, and you can hear it free at Days of Dogwood Canyon podcast. Chapter 3, Chipolo's Birth. Warbly and Chris spent the winter in Central America. In the blink of an eye, spring arrived, and it was time to migrate to the juniper oak woodlands of Central Texas. The older males arrived first. Each one had readied his territory for the upcoming breeding season. Everywhere, males were singing from atop their perches, as though telling the females, "Look what I have! This territory is all mine, and it can be yours too if you want it." It was a real concert, interrupted every so often by squabbles and fights. Chris arrived in Texas before Warbly and staked out his territory. When Warbly returned to the breeding grounds, Chris greeted her with a variety of vocalizations, which he sang at the top of his lungs from the best perch in his territory. This was the first time anyone had serenaded Warbly. She thought Chris was handsome, sang quite well, and chose an excellent location to nest. Warbly carefully picked a place to put her nest. She pulled strips of bark from a juniper tree and started building it. She completed the nest in 6 days. In the meantime, Chris watched over his territory to make sure no other male could invade it. But Warbly and Chris were unaware that a brown-headed cowbird had entered the woodland. Instead of building their own nests, female brown-headed cowbirds laid their eggs in nests of other birds. Then they leave and never return, so the owners of the nest must incubate eggs and raise young that aren't their own. Brown-headed cowbirds aren't bad birds. They used to follow herds of bison long distances across the Great Plains, eating insects and seeds. But the conversion by humans of woodlands to lawns, golf courses, pastures, and agricultural fields provides brown-headed cowbirds with alternative feeding areas. Since these new feeding areas lie between the remaining patches of woodlands, it is easier now than it was in the past for brown-headed cowbirds to find nests of woodland birds and lay their eggs in them. So Warbly and Chris' first try at nesting was parasitized by Anna Bovina, a female brown-headed cowbird who found their nest and laid an egg next to Warbly's eggs. Warbly and Chris tried to raise all the young, but an unseasonable storm occurred 2 days later and destroyed the nest. Since the breeding season had only just begun, Warbly had time to build another nest and lay more eggs. It was then that Chipolo was born. Join us tomorrow for Chapter 4. Birdsong was provided by National Audubon Society Birdsong Collection, Lang Elliott Music of Nature.